Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 5th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kif Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by President Robert Mugabe in Durban, South Africa, at the World Economic Forum, where he said Zimbabwe is not a fragile nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by President Robert Mugabe in South Africa that Zimbabwe is not a failed state.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Durban yesterday, President Robert Mugabe said, quote, Zimbabwe is not a fragile state. It is one of the most highly developed countries, second after South Africa. You cannot even talk about us as a fragile state from an economic point of view. I can call America fragile. They went on their knees to China, end quote.
But is there evidence to this claim by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is highly developed? Well, Mr. Mugabe boasted that Zimbabwe has 14 universities and a 90% rate of literacy, offering this as evidence of the country's level of development. He also said Zimbabwe was rich in natural resources, though Zimbabwe performs poorly on the economic scorecard, according to some economists, because unemployment unofficially to some is estimated to be 90%. But of course, the government says it's only 10% because many Zimbabweans are in the informal sector. Zimbabwe currently does not have a currency of its own since it uses a basket of currencies since 2009. This has been in circulation because the dollar, the Zimbabwe dollar, was hit by inflation. And of course, Gibbs, the question of the day is Zimbabwe a highly developed nation?
So I think what we're going to do here is to talk about the main parameters, you know, that determine whether a country is developed or not, and what ultimately determines that kind of score. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-619, I'll take that number again, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. Yes,
so kunjalo kufoni. Onguka hamwa diwa nasi tikati mashoko akataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe nezuro ku Durban kumusangano we World Economic Forum. Vamugabe akati Zimbabwe aisi nyika iri kunonga svosve nemuromo kana kuti yevarombo asi kuti nyika yakabudirira zvikuru zvekuti vachitarisa nyika dzemuAfrica vanoti Zimbabwe iri pachidanho chechipiri ichiteera chete kune South Africa. Asi nyanzvi munyadzi zvoupfumi dzinoti ayo nyika iri pamberi panyadzi zvoupfumi muAfrica ndiyo South Africa ichiterwa neNigeria kochizoyawo dzimwe dzakanyika dzakawanda wanda. Tinounzwa kuti munoti kudii vatereri nemamiriro akaita zvino munyadzi zvoupfumi muZimbabwe, munowirirana here nemashoko avamugabe kana kuti kwete? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, ndiro ndaba ndingatona njani lapo likona tina sesikona kona pake ekudlani udaba esikhuluma ngalo yikuti umongameli Robert Mugabe ubona zani ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke kunye okumangalisayo, uthi ke lithuthuke okudlula amazwe amaningi kuzwekazi le-Africa, lidlula kuphela yi-South Africa. So singazi ukuthi lina likubona njani khonokho. Siyathaba ukuthi like lasiphosela amazwe amabili Facebook sakuluma konoku ye yabunengi leni besithi umongameli lapha usenge zimithiyo so ukuze buya labanye kanti besithi hayi umongameli uyichaye phela ekaleni so ke asiphoqeni ngakho sponti eZimbabwe kume njani lilizwe elithuthukileyo kakhulu okudlula amanye ngaphandle kweSouth Africa kumbe lilizwe nje eliphoko ugendezela so asiphoqeni kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a fragile nation. Mm-hmm. And the president said to bolster his claim, the country is a vast area of natural resources. That's true, of course. Zimbabwe is diamonds, gold, chrome,
yes,
any mineral that you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, are those minerals benefiting the country? Some economists, of course, argue that you know, there is no beneficiation that is going on. Zimbabwe just exports raw materials, and at the end of the day, the country does not benefit much.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco is doing very well, and of course, he also cited the bumper maize harvest this year is, of course, to use those as the reasons why he says Zimbabwe is highly developed. But some are of a different opinion. What are people saying on Facebook?
Yes, so on Facebook, on the VOA Studio 7 page, you got about 260 kind of messages that came in. And they are so mixed. You know, some people are saying, yes, the president is getting right. Others are saying, no, the president isn't getting it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Jafet Kovo is one of them who says, no. The old man, as he put it, the old Mdala is not doing well. He's saying something that we don't understand why he can say this at this time of the year. Maybe he's talking about other things that we don't know. Then we've got Sihle Nyinkala, Opale City, EPE development, akhuluma ngayo. Esikubonayo nje ukuthi akhuluma ngakho akuvela kunjalo. Uphinde ukuthi security is number one. The economy is the worst in the whole world. It is a country, yes, we understand, but the country is just failing. Education was good until the current minister took over, that is Minister Lazarus Togola. So he brought a lot of confusion in the education sector, according to Sihle Nkala.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Bruce Mate, who says, we believe that Zimbabwe is full of corruption. So the problem that is there is maybe people are highly educated,
mm-hmm.
but that education is misdirected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of, you know, let me just read the last one, but among these messages that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Chibandile says, it developed when industries have closed, no medicines, hotels are closing down, no jobs, no roads, no cash. The list is endless because the country has stopped functioning. So what development is he talking about? Let's go back to the drawing board and start afresh. So the president is saying his own things. Then Elton says, I think the president doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We are not upgrading anything in the country. Everything's down. So let me stop there. What do we have?
Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll continue to read those responses on Facebook. Tinem terere ude ukutanga mkoma Emmanuel. Magadi mkoma Emmanuel.
Mfara magadi, baba.
Aywa, tiripo zedu. Murukupi mkoma Emmanuel.
Ndreku Johannesburg.
Magadi pajona.
Tiripo zama.
Mm-hmm. Right, mkoma imanyo nyayari mdaro mainzwa, tau raitinzwa.
Tainzwa, mdaro ukaweka, hapsu zazo harukuta ura. Izo zitukutambura, tirimu South Africa, leku ziza kwe nukwa takaita, tirimu uno South Africa, tukutambura, tukuita zimabasa, zifinga tibatire, zifinga indirani, leku ziza kwa takaita, kia nota ura kuti Zimbabwe ya kapuma kupakudi kwacho.
Asika mkuma imanyo zho, kuti muruku South Africa wa mwanu kona uti China ine upumi waka Simba. Asa ni uchaina wariko ku Zimbabwe yuko.
Vanu waku China waka wanda kunyika kwa wawo irkuta zakuwa chengeta hawa nyika ya wawo asi upumi wawo wanao. Izuwa titori na upumi wacho corruption yaka wanda. Varukuba, iyo ndio varukuguta, varukuba. Isu vanu, the multitude, vanu, tisu tukutambura. Ndosa kataka tiza mwenye. Ukatarisha ma statistics chainotaura Zimbabwe ndio yaka ine vanhu vane ma passport akawandisa chinokonzerwa chikonzero chacho ipapo chii ndara ngango bvuma chete ape vanhu vanogona kutonga izva tina basa kuti munhu ndewe zvano kana kuti ndewe chii as long ari munhu mudiki anokwanisa kuita development munyika tidzoke kunyika kwedu tivake nyika ndozvatiri kuda.
Asika vanogona kuti hongu ku South Africa munoona kunge kwakabudirira asi vanhu veku South Africa havana kaminda sezvakaitwa ku Zimbabwe.
Minda yacho inoshandei kana mumabhenki musina mari. Zimbabwe chaya ichorida kana mari kukushandisa mari dzekude dzimwe nyika. Saka toti Zimbabwe yakapfuma nebondi noti rore riri kutoshayikwa kwacho harisi kuwani.
Munokulu makafuti mukoma Emmanuel.
Ya, nyakwazi kukhuluma ba.
Yebo, yes, uthini?
Yita lo mdala kufanele ayihlala phansi lo mdala, sikhathele ngaye lo mdala. Akayazi into ayikhulumayo ngoba singabayanga elizweni lethu, izwe lethu lomnotho omuhle kakhulu. Kodwa ikuthi bona bayatshontsha ngamasela. Manje siyadubeka singaphe egoli abantu abantu yikho sebegcina beba yizigangi abanye sebetshontshela abantu ngoba abalanto yokwenza kube basemakhaya bayazilimela bezitholela okuyimadlana kwabo bakwazi ukuthengela imuli ukudla bakwazi ukuziphilisa manje ngapha sebe baphonga ukucrossa nje iborder ngitho siyabuya abanye asikwazi ukuthi sizodingani just ukubalekela isituation esekhaya angisayibona
ye kodwa bathi uthi akukhanya lifundile kakhulu kulama university amakolleji amaningi kakhulu iuniversity yozimbabwe inasti kule yini yini so uthi awubantu phela ukuthi udevelopa phela kolo
manje njengoba loba sifundile imisebenzi yangikhona yabantu abafundileyo ingakho fanele uhulumende acreate phela ama-opportunity okuthi ma eqeda ukufundisa abantu bakhe bakwazi ukuthola imisebenzi manje abantu njengoba nampa sebebalekele emazweni ahlukahlukeneyo bedinga imisebenzi njengoba befundile benjalo yena into akufanele ayikhulume kuphela kufanele abonge nje amazwe lawo akwazi ukusigcina thina njengabantu basezimbabwe ababonge kahle abacele kahle ukuthi icelani lingigcinele imuli yami le mina ngiyehlulekile ekhaya
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke no sibongile kakhulu baba
kubonga mina baba
iye ngwadinga kusasa mnuza
yebo
so he's complaining bitterly I tell you so there's no development people don't have any jobs and some of them are in South Africa and so people are suffering and not what the president is saying, right?
I think we now have our first guest, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF, Central Committee member as well, and Member of Parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good evening, Zimbabwe, the whole world.
Thank you, Gibbs.
So, Honorable Chuma, we hear that the president is very happy that Zimbabwe is one of the most developed nations in Africa. You know, it doesn't only beat South Africa, but it beats all the countries. But, you know, where was he coming from and where is he going? Where is he going, is it?
Well, I'm sure he was stating the facts that are there. We are, especially if you are well traveled, if you go to most of these African countries, it's a bit depressing actually to say the least. And so Zimbabwe definitely we are developed. We have got the infrastructure. Well, to better go, some of it is dilapidating due to several factors.
You're cutting off a little bit, Honorable Chuma. Can you move a little bit? Just move a little bit.
Okay, all right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you quiet? Let's hear how it is now.
Okay, so I was saying that the president was not out of context by saying that Zimbabwe is quite developed.
Honorable Chuma, are you by any chance near a television or something? Because there's feedback and interference. Yeah, maybe.
No, let's go. I think the best thing is to call you back.
All right.
So, we'll check kancane, hey, Baba Chuma.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, and we have a text here from Dr. Moses Ncube, MDC USA Organizing Secretary, and he says, the truth of the matter is that what Mr. Mugabe said would be exactly true about Zimbabwe if he was not the president of Zimbabwe himself. Mr. Mugabe should step down immediately because such a brain freeze statement shows that he is not in touch with his own country himself.
Now, we've got Philip Rongwe, who sent a message again. He says, what a wheelchair statement from a massage chair. This is just someone making a fool of himself. We don't like this kind of thing. The president is leaving the past and most probably mistaking Zimbabwe for Rhodesia. Then last Limpopo says, that's very true. Zimbabweans are the only people in Africa who are 100% owning their motherland. That's a new dimension there, right?
Interesting there.
Very interesting. Then we've got Clifford Craig Chimuka, who says, but he, Mr. Mugabe, must ask himself why people are running away from his country. And his is spelled in a, you know. And then Policy Dube says, if Zimbabwe is a developing country, where are the jobs? I think that's a fundamental question there. Then Chimuka is sent another message again. He says, he's right, because that's where we have the richest politicians out of poor citizens who are just ignorant of their situations. That's very telling there, right? Then we've got Victor Gamini, who says, I see that age is actually coping up. So what Mr. Mugabe is saying is the opposite of what is happening in Zimbabwe. Yeah? Then we've got Shetty Castro, who says, Mr. Mugabe and his cabinet, these people have actually devastated the lives of so many people. So what he's saying, we don't even know what he's saying, you know, in this case. Then we've got Darlington Sposiso Maphosa, who says, we ask the umunye umuntu esikhathini kumele asebenzise ingqondo nxa ikhuluma. Lapha-ke ubaba uyazikhulumela nje. Sibona ngazani, ubona ngazani ngama-1980s esanda kuthatha ilizwe. Kasakwazi ukuthi isikhathi bani kathesi. Usephelelwe visibili ubaba lo. So singazi ukuthi ubecabangani esitsho khonokho-ke akukhulumileyo. Lo nguDarlington Sibusiso Maphosa. Siyabonga baba Darlington. Then ngithathe-ke enye njalo blessing. Usikhumbuzo moyo uthi Mr. Mugabe now is issuing statements that are contradictory to what is supposed to be taking place in Zimbabwe, and everybody, I guess, is annoyed about his statement. No one is actually happy about what is going on. And then there's Jacob Kuchachadombo, who says he is very, very right, because the country is developed in terms of poverty, potholes, and street vendors. Yeah, so what else do you have?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a failed state and that in fact it is number two, second only to South Africa. But of course, there is no consensus on that. Some are saying that he is right because they are saying that Zimbabweans control their means of production, but others are saying that with such high levels of unemployment, a country with no currency, industries are closing, and the government itself failing to pay workers. You can't call that a developed nation, Gibbs.
Yeah, when you look at the way development is measured by different organizations like the World, like the WHO itself, in terms of health, you know, they use certain parameters that are, you know, close to what some people can see on the ground. So one of them is sanitation. Are people using ablution facilities? Secondly, then people, are people accessing water? You know, just safe drinking water. I think that's what is what we use at times. And then when you look at other organizations, you know, they look like, like the United Nations itself. It uses the gross domestic product of a country to say, okay, so how are people producing in that particular country, and so forth. And then even the Human Development Index. You know, that's of importance, I guess. And then the literacy rate and per capita income. So all those kind of issues, I guess, they have to be used in determining the development stage of a given country. But the biggest question is, what is the absolute factor that determines it all? You know? So that's why it's so tricky and people are saying different things. So I'm told that we've got Israel Moyo on the line.
Lecturer in economics, accounts and business research methods at the Catholic University. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Lord.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on these remarks by President Robert Mugabe that Zimbabwe is not a failed state, Zimbabwe is not a fragile state? In fact, it's actually number two in terms of development, only second to South Africa.
It's an unfortunate statement coming from the head of state. And it's said because unless and until he admits on behalf of all Zimbabweans that we are referring to it. It means any help that could otherwise get this country out of the current economic meltdown will not be forthcoming. I think the application now is the best thing for him to do on behalf of everybody in Zimbabwe. It would not be true. In fact, it is not true that we're only second to South Africa. Mm-hmm. Researches that have been led by various people or bodies, and some of which has been published, clearly shows that Zimbabwe has led down to among the worst economies in Africa. And Africa being the poorest continent in the world, to put Zimbabwe as among the worst economies in Africa, that it should tell you where we are and where we are going. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming clear that the president somehow has become delusional. He could be referring to Zimbabwe in 1980, but we're talking about Zimbabwe today.
Mm-hmm. So now...
By any measure...
Quiet.
Yes, by any measure of economic development or uptrend, be it the gross domestic product, the consumer price index, employment levels, any measure that one can choose to use will clearly show that this is a country that is led down to almost zero, if I can put it that way.
So, Mr. Moyo, can you actually break it down for us? You're an economist and you know some of these things. You know, when you come to this issue of saying that a country is developed economically, really, what are the parameters, main parameters that you use to determine that?
The obvious one, obviously, would be your gross domestic product, which mm-hmm. will be a measure of your country or economic output of goods and services for consumption as well as for exporting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is the most obvious one. But you also go further and say, okay, how is this national output being distributed amongst the citizens of the country? Mm-hmm. And you find that the concentration of wealth right now is in the hands of a few people who are close to ZANU-PF or the president himself. Otherwise, the rest of the Zimbabweans are languishing in poverty. And we've also seen an influx of foreigners who have taken control of this economy. I'm always not against the idea of foreigners coming to invest in Zimbabwe. But what we see is that most of the wealth that Zimbabwe has is being exploited and taken out of the country, leaving the Zimbabweans languishing in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So the GDP is the first measure that anybody may want to use. Then also go on to say, okay, fine, suppose we are having the wealth, we're taking the wealth, sharing it amongst ourselves. But is it able to sustain our standard of living that we desire or that we deserve? We have to appreciate that the world is moved forward and the standard of living for everybody is improved. Sort of. Now, are we able to sustain our daily lives in Zimbabwe? And the obvious answer is no. Are we secure in terms of future for our children? And the answer is another big no. Are we improving in terms of infrastructure and productive capacity mm-hmm. to produce these goods and services? And the answer again is no. So, by measure of the gross domestic product, we are not doing well at all. Then you go on to look at employment levels. I don't think anybody needs to be reminded that of the high employment that we are currently experiencing. Civil servants right now are the only few people that we can say they are secured employment. The rest of us, we are not sure whether tomorrow we will be going back to work or not. So it's quite a tricky situation. Now, looking at the civil service, you then ask yourself, okay, fine, they're employed, but what are they producing for the country? They're producing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And by his own admission, the Minister of Finance has said several times that 97% of the budget is being used on recurrent expenditure, which is mainly to sustain people's job or to keep people in offices. Otherwise, the civil service is not producing anything.
Mm-hmm.
That phone is going to cut off.
Fortunately,
the phones are a bit of a problem. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa kana kuti tikutarisa iyo mashoko emutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe kuti aiwa Zimbabwe sandi nyika iri ku jika nhoko dzezvironda asi kuti inyika yakabudirira zvekuti pachitariswa nyika dzemuAfrica iri pachidanho chechipiri ichitevera nyika dzakaita seSouth Africa asi vamwe vanoti aiwa pane nyika dzakawanda kana vana Botswana chaivo vana Mozambique vari kuita zviri nani chaizvo kudarika nyika yeZimbabwe vana Kenya kunyangwe kune hondo zvinhu vari kuti zvinenge zviri nani saka tataudzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vateereri tipewo pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs
yee kuno Stanley Chiramba negomo who says Zimbabwe is the poorest country that's all lies that the president is saying and then Anil Ntali says it's true but under a corrupt government uh-huh. And then we've got Clifford Timuka who says, I can only say Pamperine Zanu. No, Pamperine MDCT. So then we've got Prince Nyabera who says, not true at all. Then we've got Kibil Kuda who says, guess he's mistaking Zimbabwe for Singapore, where he gets everything. And then we've got Tatenda Ngaitinae who says, oh, the old man has started again. Then TNP says, haha. And then Vitalis Dana, he says, in education only. And then we've got Clifford Craig, again, who says he has been betrayed by his colleagues who are not telling him the truth. Then we've got Jackson Van Titom, who says, yes, Zimbabwe used to be, not anymore. Yes, what up again when Islam Nomzana, Umtoli, Okolangale, Ekoli, in South Africa? Kunjani Umtoli?
Niyapila pute kunjani.
Niyapila kakulu, ungapukona.
Hayi lapha eCampton Park.
Kuthi yena eCampton Park khona?
Hayi, kungona eCampton Park yokubandanyana kancane.
Wo yebo phela, akutsho phela uyakhuluma umongameli uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthukile kakhulu. Wena ungathini?
Hayi, uthi mina ma ekhuluma so izolo. Nje ubuhlungu namanje mangikhuluma khona apha ngiyafuthelana. Nje nje ukhuluma ngokuthi kulo bhuti lo kuthiwa ngishuma ukhona lapho angazi ukuthi uyangizwa yini khona lapho
ye ukuthi iPhone yakhe siqhumekile
ya kodwa lapha khona uzwilwezo futhi into ekhulunywa ngubaba lowo ngingakhuluma ibale engxenye lingabi kahle ukuthi uyagula ubaba lowo amboni ukuthi uyaphila nokube bembiza emhlanganweni lenjengaleyi angazi ukuthi bazamani ubaba lowo kasaphelelanga into yakhe yonke ayiqondanga kodwa ngiyaye ngizwe kuthiwa abantu abafundileyo yibo abaphila impilo enhle abale-good direction abangafundanga abala-good direction kodwa esiyibona eZimbabwe silana egangeni singobaba futhi sishiye imizi ngendaba kalowo baba angifuni ukukhuluma ngisithi ngiyaza ngibhoda ngale kwezihlahla ngisihle induku emqubeni ubaba lo baba into zakhe ezinye engakhulu simiyekelela le nto ayikhuluma izolo thina sikapha baba ayisebenzi ayikho nokuthi ilizwe lethu liphucukile ukudlulinika amanye amazwe wonke i-South Africa yedlulayo i-South Africa it's street ahead vele noma kuliphi ilizwe lapha e-Africa nayo iZimbabwe noma inolutho kodwa ile mismanagement angeke akhulu kakhuluma into ezigqashileyo ezifuna ukwembiwa njengembiwa futhi atshontshe ama-15 billion kugcine kungokwakhe yedwa ma egula yena nabantu abakhe bayahamba ngaphandle nemali yethu thina angiboni babo ukuthi kuyanikhuza abantu abamsupportayo mbona ngangibo abaphazamisayo ngoba ngizokhipha esporweni futhi kancane abantu abamsupportayo mbona ngangibo abaphambanisayo sinomunye intombazana kade ngikhuluma naye lapha izolo 2-3 days back lapha omunye ethi yamobilize abantu yena i-tribalism kayikho elizweni ngizwa ubuhlungu ngehlule ukungena phakathi ukuthi ngikhulume akukuhle khona kuyangizidingela igama lwami intombazana naye igama lakhe angisalazi kodwa uzidingela igama ukuthi kuthiwe i-Zanu PF imthande la imdonse baningi abadonswe ngendlela yona leya indlela ekhuluma untombazana lwana laye wenza kanjalo lo mgane wenza kanjalo i-tribalism esegcekeni othi namhlanje ngingacalana lo muntu okhuluma isishona iyatshintsha indaba kuthiwe wena mndebele ngowrong ngoba kade umuntu ngakuthiwa wena yena kumele engezwa isindebele mina kumele ngizwe isishona uyakudakula tribalism elizweni elinjalo
Oyebo hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mtoli. Sinethemba lokuthi uwabekile sibili faka nje 10 seconds khona.
Ya, mina iko into engiyibona futhi ukuthi no besicela ukuthi ma abantu bekhuluma kasingakhambeni. Kasingadinga amagama. Uthi yathi sizwa ngayo. Engakayi kude kasayekele ukukhuluma athi uyamobilize abantu kasifuna ukumuzwa futhi ekhuluma ukuthi kulo muntu oyimhlobo emibili ungaba lindebele uyini uyilithuba ukubili angazi ukuthi yikwini kana into lana enjani njani uyabheta laye futhi
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana ungabathethisi kodwa kakhulu
asikufuni into ezimbi baba bhuti dube kasifuni ulaye uthena yena kulathemba lizimini ungumhlobo emibili imhlobo emibili yangapi uyazazi yena uvuyale empumalanga kula ndaba kula siyamthanda enjalo ayikhulumisathi khona kulathemba lizimini nje
isikhathi dum toli hayi nyakwazi ukuthi ufutheleni baningi sibela abantu abafutheleneyo kodwa ungadinwela kusasa sibongile baba
hayi ngiyabonga la mithuto
ye so he says the president is just he missed it altogether he says maybe he wanted to say the opposite says Zimbabwe is one of the poorest countries in the world you know and says there's a lot of the other thing is there's a lot of tribalism in Zimbabwe so he says that is causing havoc in terms of development as well
Honorable Chuma are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Hello?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, I'm back, yes.
Okay. Now, Honorable Chuma, I think some people are saying that Zimbabwe might be having all the resources that the president was talking about, but those resources are benefiting only a few, and one can make the same argument that maybe Rhodesia was highly developed, but it was only serving the interests of the white minority colonial government at the time. And now there are only a few elites led by Mr. Mugabe himself who are benefiting from the national cake, and the rest of the people are suffering.
Well, I want to first put this across to you, gentlemen. I strongly believe that Zimbabwe has created environments which enable anybody who is willing to go out and get the slice of cake. And I will justify why I'm saying so. If you remember, long back, there was a time when Mahobo Tayin, when I say Mahobo, I mean the security guard, was the man of the moment, the man in town, making money. And how he invested that money is another story for another day. There was a time in Chaye when my Korokoses were the men of the town and were making money. You know, there was a time when almost everybody, even those Patelini, those change monies were the people of the town. They made their money. So opportunities have been created, even at the people that had gotten land, we actually afforded an opportunity to be the men of the town or women of the town.
But Honorable Chuma,
what they did,
Honorable Chuma, just to cut you short there, I think the jobs that you are referring to are not showing any development. Makorokoza, these are people who are desperate. I mean, there's no proper mining that is going on there. Money changers. What kind of economy is that?
Let me tell you something, my brother. I happen to be one of the people that are doing the mining with the Makorokozas. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the Makorokozas from rags getting to riches, owning properties, and even expanding their lifestyle and owning other businesses from the money that they get from the Makorokoza. But I've also seen some Makorokoza who then take that money and go to a nightclub and book a hotel and spend it all on women. I've seen the farmers doing that too, the tobacco sales. I've seen people that they've been given an opportunity, but what you do with that opportunity is then what matters at the end of the day. It's what gives you the result. So there is no
so now, Honorable Chuma, so now you are blaming 90% of Zimbabweans of not being able to utilize the opportunities. Only a few who happen to be in your ruling ZANU-PF are the ones who are doing a great job when it comes to development, economically?
On the contrary, you discover that most of the people in ZANU-PF have been also very much found wanting in terms of developing themselves. We have got people that don't belong to ZANU-PF actually, who have made the life, who are political, who have actually made the life.
How many are we talking about here?
several people. I'll tell you something, my dear brother. If you want to see that Zimbabwe is a good money, come out and go to shopping areas. Go to South Africa when you see them shopping. Go to Botswana. Go to even here in Bulawayo or Harare, wherever. And even go to bars, actually, and see how people spend money. And those people are not even ZANU-PF at all. People have money.
Honorable Chuma. Drinking beer does not actually mean that you are reckless. Sometimes people are doing it because they are so stressed.
No. You can afford it. You'll be having disposable income. You'll be having extra. If you don't have extra, why would you go and drink yourself the whole night wearing expensive clothes, wearing expensive perfume?
How many people are you talking about here, Honorable Chuma?
A lot of people do that. I'm not saying that. Let us understand each other. I am not by any means saying that everything is okay and normal in Zimbabwe. No. Yes, we've got people that are suffering. Yes.
The majority, right?
That are actually doing very well as well. So it is there. It is there all over the globe. Even in America, you've got sharks there.
But if you bring America, unemployment is like 4.4%. Zimbabwe is 90%. So apples and oranges.
How do you get your 90%? Do you want to get your 90% through the sector? I mean, the sector is owned by whites, or you want to get your percentage through whoever is working? Because here, I know that a lot of our people are in the position. In my concern, particularly, I've got an old woman who's 70 who's actually manufacturing those three-legged big pots. She's making a killing out of that pagan industry of hers. She's selling her three-legged pots to parent societies, to communities that want to use those things. So she's getting fully employed. So I don't know if you want to measure it through factories that are owned by big conglomerates or what.
Okay, if Zimbabwe is that developed, Honorable Chuma, why is it that everyone, I mean, the president is not even treated in Zimbabwe, he goes to Singapore. All the ministers, if they are not feeling well, they go to South Africa, they go to, you know, some of these developed nations. Why is that so?
But now, going out of the country to get treated, where does it match vis-a-vis with development and stuff like that? If you may just enlighten me on that before I answer you.
Yeah, I'm saying because Mr. Mugabe's argument is that Zimbabwe is highly developed. So one of the measures is how people are doing health-wise. So for a simple operation a few years ago, a cataract operation, Mr. Mugabe had to fly to Singapore for his medical checkups. He had to go to Singapore. His first grandson was not born in Zimbabwe. So even giving birth, Mr. Mugabe does not trust the country, his own country, the country that he says is developed.
So, according to you, Mr. Gibbs, if somebody decides to go and get a cataract done in another country, or get their grandchild born in another hospital in another country, then does that mean that their country is not developed?
Why would one go and give birth in another country, especially the president's first daughter?
I'm sure it's a matter of choice. It's a private choice that I cannot answer for. I would not know. I was born in Zimbabwe. My children were all born here in Zimbabwe, and I've not had any problem with that. I've had successful deliveries being done to my children, and they are all bouncing and healthy. So to me, the system is working.
Okay. Let's bring some callers. Tinamko Masimba Makoni. Makadi Mko Masimba ku South Africa. Mko Masimba?
Hello?
Makadi.
Mbiri za hidi murupe mweni.
Ayo watiri nani. Tipe ufu nkwa zenye.
Tiputa kandutuwa kumira na wamu kabe. Gozi. Panyaya wa nakatora tuzani zimbabu ya wabu diri. Zeshuwa ndozo wano wana hiyo. Ndoma wanira wanita yo, because ZANU-PF for sure, if you want to know of the rejected party in the world, it's ZANU-PF. Why? Because one grab everything. Every jungle is jabu, opportunity jabuda, whatever, be it minerals, be it whatever, jabuda. The first beneficiary is ZANU-PF. Second, ndinotaura na vachuma. Vachuma chokwata ruchiziva kuti mukuru wenyika akareta mashoko ake. Bose pamusangano wanga ari mugaba wangu ane opportunity kuti atakuti zvichova kuma varumeka. Nhamo iri kuzwa kuti zvinhu haichadi kuvigwaba. Yakuda kuti pachitaurwe chokwadi kuti zvichova people are suffering. Musangano wangu wakupinda mugabe. It was a very good opportunity kuti wataurire vamwe mamwe mapresidents avanga vanavo musangano kubviti wewe dzimwe nyika. Wata mtangro warume kuda kubatsirwe ni ndakaomerwa. Why are they not admitting kuti Zimbabwe yakaomerwa? Iyo isina mari ma bank as we speak. Why are they saying Zimbabwe yakabudirira on the second position? Iyo Zimbabwe isina zvipatara zviri kufunctiona. Education jaja yakadonha iri kubatwa nembudziko zvino munzo kuti Zimbabwe iri right.
Asi mukoma Simba Makoni.
Jaja marodzi akasakara.
Mukoma Simba Makoni. Chiri kutaurwa nevanhu vezanu PF pachishona vanoti ivo zviri nani kuita musoro wegudo pane kuita musi weshumba. Literally translated to mean it's better to be the head of a baboon than to be the tail of a lion. Saka vezanu vari kuti aiwa vanhu vekuZimbabwe munogona kungeona muri varombo asi maZimbabweans vane minda ndovanokontrola maindustries avo. Parisi vanogona kungova siri kuita zviri nani asi ramangwana ravo rakajeka pane kuti muti South Africa yakabudirira vanhu vacho ku South Africa vasingakontrole maindustry.
Vanhu chavanoda kubudirira kwenyika zvinobenefita vanhu. South Africa yakabudirira yes nenyaya yekuti mune varungu but izvezvo vanhu munoma vacheni. They bought everything. Farming jaja iyo varumi jaja vakatora miti rungurimwa munana Loma Gundrodi. Kurimwa miti jaja. Maminara zvacho akabuda they grab saka zviri kubenefita nyika ndezvipi chaizvo zvekuti chingabudisa murume wekuti Zimbabwe yakabudirira. I don't see it. Talk of Zambia right now as we speak. Zambia is much much better than Zimbabwe but Zambia yanga iri the poorest when Zimbabwe was still better by then. Talk of Mozambique as we speak. Mozambique yanga iri the poorest. I remember at one stage mukomana wekuMozambique aibvuza mambe dzedu kumusha uko. Zvichitotishamisa kuti mbongo Mozambique yazokudza mombe. But now ndi tiri kudza mombe dzimwe nedzimwe nyika. Why? They are failing to admit that they have failed.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba.
Hello?
Tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe vateereri.
Ore ndizvozvo itai tichinzwe pfungwa dzevamwe maita basa mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tina vankomo ari kuchivhu munokuluma kana kuti munotaura?
Ye ngapoko echivu Slobani Nkomo kunjani?
Ngulalele ndokutala nyakudzo.
Yes, tini konapoko echivu.
Haya pila mina haya driva di tracking kwakile chivu la.
Ye ubani umelusi kumbe ngubani ibizo?
Ngumelusi kwa Nkomo.
Ye, kwa Nkomo posela kwa baba.
Mina ngiti uyabona ngomdala.
Yeah.
Umtala abe righti. Ngobugcotsiwe emehlweni ngodaka. Ungakhangela kobulawayo lapha. Kathesi kule 37 batete balungisa Robert Mugabe lwana ukutete vele airport ethi ku righti. Baye sithi lizwe linothile. Ubone khona pana kugcotsiwe kwapendwa. Wasesithi hayi akhangeli mgwaqweti mihle yafanana ne South Africa. Umahamba ngokuzeni kona pani ufika ukhone nje eBellevue ungena umasi ephambili laphana ungane yenkulumane le ugcwele izihlahla endleleni kugcwele izihlahla imbo i-oncoming awuyiboni esente umgwaka izihlahla zagcina ukuganyulwane dala kona but futhi kunothiwe kathesi yena neirod esiyizoza igcwele inkota lokhu yacina ukupendwa kumbe i-DDF yayisesekhona kumbe yangaphi. Yeyikho ukuthi usilethu tjani bona idonki ngathuthizikanda bona uyechuza eSouth Africa kulomgqoko ungaka bona eMbotswana kulomgqoko ungaka bona akuyi mina ngikwazi ukuthi ufananise naliphi lize ukuthi yena nxa ehamba ngombe emoyeni lapha papa khona kusmart engxenye sebona kufanana la ngale South Africa hayi siyafanana la lapha papa khona emoyeni but phansi lapha akula kufananisa.
Ye, so manje ubona zangabe sikhulumela nje umuntu omdala.
Awe, sikhulumela kuphela yena akazikhulumeli kodwa Mwa maya mbita mbita anaba batate batanye le pangwa kani ya utelo tika tesi batanye ni luro pati mkagila pane pula wala mwa vayi trepi fe so ya na maya mwezo wana kwa napana kukino pati ikura iti katema ntuba solani mwa batanye le kwa napana laba za juna kuona kuperezbia nga wakona je kwa napana wana juna kupe inyefa kwa kwa haipa kwa napane pula wala wawono kutikudati nga wakulumanga. But in my way, I'm a fearful of the Pana airport. A flat air force road, the Lana Conde, a hotel, the Grave Womb, two in Calada Road there. But in your power, you want about 1 kilometer big. None of what the Amatrak is very hard to pump. So, and I never want to write themselves the city. If you say, this is a couple of one tell.
I will go on your walk.
Aya huko kunye mtala ina ngaye khulumile ukhuluma kubonileyo ukuwrite ngezinye indlela kodwa bamsebenzisa bamsebenzisa umuntu odala ukuthi bona balungise emehlweni akhe yena bese sithi ah kuwrite kanti bona balungise khona apha nje emehlweni akhe
yena
siyakhuluma ngalo ukuthi into ziwrite
ukuthi abamtshengisi lamabhuku elizwe ukuthi agangela phela akula mali lento sinjalo abamtshengisi lakhona.
Ah, what I would do as soon as I got up from a pinky back to a hotel, I'm a pinky Aguna Mala, when I'm a man to a Sugina. Who's a humble as soon as I want to buy a Tura when I want to Malay in my pink. Because I want to go to a team, I'm a pinky and I want to look. But did you want to go to Aguna Mala when I'm a chinny film chinny film? I want to a Suga, what then? Who's a Sugar when I find a woman I want to Malay in? I want to go to the Tima, but now go Malay in my pink Aguna. And
you want
to learn this.
Enkomo baba ayichayile sibili sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi ngibonile
baba. Yes yabonga baba. So that was Melis Nkomo. He's driving, you know, just parked by the roadside and said, let me call Studio 7. So he says here's the problem. The problem is that the president is always flying.
Mm-hmm.
So when he flies and peeps through the window,
mm-hmm.
he sees good things.
Mm-hmm.
Good things in Zimbabwe when he leaves Harare to South Africa, you know, still mm-hmm. flying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees a good airport in Johannesburg, good airport in Harare, and all the roads where he travels, they're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He says maybe, and maybe, recently there was some kind of sprucing up mm-hmm. of the road from the Joshua Nkomo airport mm-hmm. to the trade fair. So people are sweeping and doing all the kind of sprucing up. So mm-hmm. that's what he sees. He says he doesn't even go to Nketa. He doesn't even go to Nkulumane. He just goes to a certain event and that's it. So mm-hmm. maybe, according to him, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's being shown the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him about books, maybe that the state books, you know, in any way, he has to see them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, you know, even if he's passing by the bank and people are sleeping outside, they are told, hey, today you don't have to sleep here.
Mm-hmm.
You go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that kind of thing. So he says the president is out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Let's bring in Mr. Chuma. Mm-hmm. Honorable Chuma. Unfortunately, he has dropped. We try to get in touch with him. Tinava jo, magadi vajo.
Tovara mona babangu mpenye irimu magure.
Aiwa isu tirinani vajo nyairimu gango mainzwa ngati tapure jo.
Right, ngati undure maundure angu chayo.
Maundure e botan.
Inini ndiona sekuti. Hapana ngoma inorira ichiti komwe komwe saka chakakosha kuziva zvekuti chero tikauya kushukura Mwari Kristu chayo chayo tinokatarira zvakanangana nekuuya kwavo vakauya kuimba yavo saka handioni panyaya yamashoko atorwa namudharava tingamamhura ari kutaurawo pamusana pemumba mausi nemazimbabwenzi nemhuri yavo nevana vavo zvimwe zvese zvakawanda nazvazvo zvakadzika zvemumba mavo. Saka nemumwe mutenduri wakuedza kutaura kuti takadzidziswa kuti hatina chimwe chatinomhura chinobva kuvakuru tinotogadzwa nekuzodzwa nevakuru saka handina chekupikisa pamashoko avo asi ndichandanini hangu kukumbira chandiri kukumbirisa zvikuru kuti nditaure ko hunzaika chirongwa chiya mukoma b kuti timbotaura zveshoko rakristu zvamakambotaura mazuva apera muchiti mune urongwa hwakadaro pane imwe nyaya ndoda kuti tinyatsotaura unoziva
zvatinoita vazho tichakufonerai timbobvanzurai iri mudariro iti iyoyo yamakataurai aiwa tinokufonerai tisiri pamhepo.
Oh,
Ehe, nasi lai yekunzi ya nzina wa Mugabe Zimbabwe nyika ya kabudira shukuru muAfrika meso minga totera nyika ya South Africa chete. Izo zomuno wira nazwe.
Ndino chikazi mwono mingu wanda kakudza kuti tikaudzana chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda zvino azvonetsa zvokuti haunzaisho pura krisi zvino tinetsa izvi handi handikwanisa hangu kutaura chimwe chinhu pazviri nekuti ngonziya wangwatogura wane shoko rako mwono mingu ndoda hangu tichitaura zvashoko ramwari izvizvi hazvinoita izvi
tinotenda vazvo regai tizokufonerai
orait mwana wababangu wai tinotenda zvikuru
tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Joe wants to talk about religion.
Yeah.
Yes, not politics. Of course, we have some programs over the weekend that discuss religious issues. Maybe you can join one of those shows in Shona in Debele, since it's bilingual. Tinamkoma Joseph Moyo, Barukado. Mkoma Joseph Magadi.
Hello.
Muno kulu maerikana uti. Baba Moyo.
Ndiyo taura.
Okay. Taura itinzwe. Anzi Zimbabwe nyika yakabudirira. Icho kwadi here kana kuti tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Aha, yedi mashoko awa inyano ndirwadza. Nokuti ndakambo ndzawo kuna kwenyika yeZimbabwe chinani. So iko zvino kana ndinambo yenyika taura chiZimbabwe yakanaka. Yakabudirira. Ini pati wanu ndiye tuno homera. Ah, asi kutaura zvakafana semutinganyiri. Regai ndi taure zvirimo kudima ndogara. White yakuchina. Codeford yakuchina. Cold storage yakuchina. National glass haina kugara yavhura. National glass yakauya yemachina haina kugara yavhura. Tine sea down. Sada matiki ya down. Rio zimu yakatanga kusumuka iko zvino mazuva ano. Right. Ndiyo yoga ya Sara. Right. Enara zviti chayo is down. Muchazva kuti kadoma tudhavuka pakaiswa tambo dzematiki mujaji. Iri development iyoyo. Asi vakadzipa everything. Saka ini muri kuti kana achiti yakabudirira unova kubudirira pati
asika vamoyo vezanuka vanogona kuti aiwa chiri kuita kuti zvidaro inyaya zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe kwete kuti zanu pi zviri kutadza kutonga
atitaure izvo zviyango pari zvino kana tichiona kuti ivo vari kuba vane corruption pamusoro soro kudaka zvinenge zvinji saka masanction ane tinga pati ipapo regai nditi zvandoziva ndezvekuti vanhu vaitobva kumusha panguva yaeriti vanhu vatema ndo vaitonyanya kutopinda mabasa vachitoshanda Zimbabwe ichitosimukira ungu varungu vanga vachigara zvamatundundu asi vanhu vaitoita basa kusarudza vanhu vachikuti ndakumbodzokera kumusha kunorima vanhu vasingashayi basa but tikuti Zimbabwe kaedu hakuchina kana chinonzi industry vamwe vana vamunonzi vaitara vaita sutano vachikavaka vari kufungidzira sokuti Zimbabwe yakanga yakudero izvo yanga isina kudaro chimwe chikumbiro chatinotaurawo tandokumbira pastudio7 muchatora vanhu vasina hanya nezimbabwe kana vachuma vanhu vanoita sokuti
vamoyo
vakazvisira muti wokupenga
vamoyo
vambo
zvatinokurudzira pano ndezvekuti vanhu vataure vese vasingatukane munogona kunge musingawirirane ndo zvatinoda asi tichida kukurudzira kuti imi mutaure muchipa pfungwa dzenyu hapana makuva embwa hapana anonzi aiwa iwe usauye
tuma munhu mukuru mhani uyo munhu mukuru ngaataure sekwadi zvinhu zvekuti wazai
vachuma ka
akaita sebenzi
vamoyo hatidi
zvinotibhoha kaita sebenzi munhu
vamoyo
vanavedungaitamburira mumasango mwanogara vari makomba
vamoyo tinofanira kutenda kuti vamwe vanhu vane pfungwa dzakasiyana nedzedu tisingatukani nekuti tikadaro hapana chinobuda
Aiwa, ifungwa zao, munofanda kuti respect. Imimi, munofanda kuya one fungwa zenyu. Modzisa mudariro.
Ine fungwa dzangu dzokuona, nokuti ndakamborarama muZimbabwe chiri nani. Iyo zvino tikadzokera muna 2009 handiti, kusvika 2013 kuma election. Malaini kumabhenji akanga atera uko. Kati pakangu dzosera zvano PF papawa, chinhu zvose zvakadzokera mukushata.
Saka munofanira kuenda kunovhota vamoyo.
Tinovhota but vane chito chokubirira maelection vachiita vachibunitidza vanhu vachirova vanhu. Iye zvino mukatara murume yavo mutaura kuti tichaita anonzi mashop fees kureva kuti vanoda kudambura maoko avanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo.
Saka zvinotidiwa zvano vana chuma chitaura nokuti vari kubhenefita vachinombora fuu henika ari yega.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo, regai titore vamwe vateereri. Tinotenda zvikuru.
Kuna vangu vari kuinvesta vanavo.
Tinotenda.
Vamoyo,
tinotenda zvikuru, regai titore vamwe vateereri. Tina mukoma Pilot vari kuSouth Africa, makadii?
Ndakasimba kuhamba semakadii.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu, ndinotendawo nokupinda muchirongwa ndochokutanga.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Ndiri mutereri zvangu mukuru, inyaya yekusangofona chete namabasa edu kazhinji, pamwe vanonge uchidriva vose vanhu vanogara vari muroto. Chinhu chokutanga chandoda kutaura pamashoko anotaurwa namudharaka. Nderimwe divi ndambonzwa mumwe wangu mutereri wedu kuri kupretoria, mumwe mutereri muhombe westudio 7 ndonzi anonzi mukomanda ukamwasarawo ndogara nechivanzo kakawanda zvangu. Pwendi yavataura yekuti vanoda kuti vanotenderana nezvavataurwa namudhara. Neniwo ndogona kudaro, ndotenderana nazvo. But nerimwe divi vanhu vanombotarirawo here kuti mudhara pachake iye anoona sokudaro kuti shuwa zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka. Nokuti ivo negovernment yavo sokutaura kwamboita umwe kuti vari kudya vachiguta, maresources ese anoenda mavari. Saka they can't see kuti umwe munhu ari kutambura, umwe munhu haana chikafu. Handiti because ivo vanoti vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika, isu seisu zvedu tiri kunze kwenyika, kuti tisu takapanduka. Ivo they are right, they are trying to say vanhu vese vari kuZimbabwe vanosupporta ZANU-PF. No, they don't. Asi situation inenge iripo ndeinongokufosa. Asi chandoda kutaura pamashoko akataurwa namudhara, mudhara vari right, nyika yedu kufuma yakafuma. Asi government yedu ndo iri kukundikana. Chete, nyika yedu kufuma yakafuma, ndotenderana navo pamuromo uyoyo chete, nyika yedu yakafuma. Asi government yedu ndo iri kukundikana kuti zvinhu zvifambe negwara.
Asi ka ivo vari kuti vakaendesa upfumi kuvatema, vakapa vanhu minda. Hanzi chava chigondora chava chimombe kutadza kufura urema wacho.
Vakaenda izvozvo ndinobvumirana nemi zvakanaka. Upfumi hwakauya kwatiri kuvatema. Pamwe nerimwe divi togona kuvatenda kune avo vakabvuma vakatora minda kana kuti vakaenda kuminda. Asi chinhu chandoda kutaura ndechekuti minda yacho vakaendesa upfumi kuvatema veZANU-PF. Those are belong to ZANU-PF. Ndo vane maresources.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Pilot kuSouth Africa.
Thanks,
Ndaro. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yee, kula bantu abatume zimlayezelo silosakile liline kuti sengikhona bengalizwa kathi siya loud and clear. Then uSipho Masuku uthi yee, uMongameli Robert Mugabe kahambe eParaleni Nyato Hospital kumbe Mpilo ayibona ukuthi abantu bahlupheka kanganani. That is the real Zimbabwe as I bona. So he's saying the president should go to Paraleni Nyato Hospital or Mpilo where he will see real life. Then we've got Kulisani Maposa who says, your program is very good, but it's like you're trying to put words into someone's mouth. Yet you know the truth. Ilizwe letu libuswa zinyoni, amasela, na bantu banjalo. They've destroyed our economy. They've destroyed everything. So I can say everything's dead. Most graduates are batengisa amaputi. You know amaputi,
yeah?
There's no cash in the banks, and who will be civil kakulu. So, you know, people are saying things are bad like this too. You know, I guess what we can do now is maybe to take one more person here. That is something that is very opposite to what people are saying. So there's Edward Klachwa who says Mugabe is right.
Interesting. Yes. unfortunately, time is not our best aligned. We've come to the end of this program. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank our guests this evening. We had Mr. Joseph Chuma, Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP, and also Mr. Israel Moyo, a lecturer at the Catholic University. We want to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a very lovely weekend. Bye-bye.